Laura Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music. Few musical instruments are as closely associated with mountain music as the distinctive and gentle Appalachian dulcimer. Also called a lap dulcimer, it's usually played flat across the lap. The right hand strums, and the left hand plays the notes on the fretted fingerboard. Part of its popularity with traditional music fans comes from the fact that with just one lesson, you can learn enough to play simple melodies or make chords to accompany a song. Music historians think that the Appalachian dulcimer descends from an instrument called a Streichholz, which early immigrants from German communities in Pennsylvania brought to the southern mountains. While some of the details of its development remain foggy, one thing that is clear is that North Carolina mountain musicians have played a key role in the dulcimer's history for generations. In the Beech Mountain and Sugar Grove communities, the Presnell and Glenn families have been making dulcimers since at least the late 19th century. Family lore tells that a traveling stranger stopped for the night with the Presnells sometime in the 1880s, and their hospitality was rewarded by having the opportunity to trace a pattern of the peculiar instrument that the stranger carried. 100 years later, descendants Leonard Glenn and his son Clifford were still making dulcimers in what was called the stranger pattern, passed down from their forebears. A banjo player and singer named Frank Prophet lived near the Glens. Prophet was best known outside of his home community for being the source of the song Tom Dooley, made famous by the Kingston Trio in the 1950s. But Prophet was also an expert dulcimer player, as was his son, Frank Prophet Jr. Today, several of the leading figures in traditional Appalachian dulcimer live in western North Carolina. One of the most distinctive is Madison County's Don Petty. Don grew up outside Appalachia, but was lured south by the sounds of mountain music that he heard during the folk revival. He is renowned for his fast, danceable style of dulcimer music, played with such powerful melody and rhythm that it could be the lead instrument for a whole square dance. You can hear dulcimer music throughout the year at musical events in the mountains of western North Carolina. And if you'd like to try your hand at the instrument yourself, you'll find authentic, sweet-sounding instruments built by local luthiers at many music and craft shops throughout the region.
Down the road till you come to the turn, a rock's in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down the road.
The Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.